Welcome to the B-Field Alumni Podcast.
Coming to you from the B-Field Alumni House.
We're your hosts, Nina Raffo
and Peter Young.
In this episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Nicole Bush.
Nicole talks about being part of a big Tulane family, her transfer experience, and all about her time working at Disney.
Let's get to the episode. The wonderful, my current actual manager or boss, whichever way you want to say it, Nicole Tefero Bush. Thank you so much for being here with us, Nicole.
My pleasure. I am excited to be here.
Yay. Okay, so what year did you graduate from Tulane?
1995.
Okay. Do you have any other degrees other than undergraduate from Tulane?
I have not a degree, no, but I did get a professional certificate in human resources just like 2 years ago.
Oh, amazing. Okay, cool. Yeah. So what was your major when you were at Tulane?
I started as a psych major and didn't change to sociology until I think it was probably almost my last semester.
Wow.
Because maybe it was my second last semester, but I transferred into Tulane from LSU and not all of my credits were accepted at Tulane.
Oh, no.
And I had taken the psychology lab at LSU and I got like a B in it, so it was fine. But when I took it at Tulane, it was over the summer and I was working at the time, so I just didn't make it to lab as much as I was supposed to. So I got
okay, baddie.
I think it's a very relatable experience.
Yeah.
Just being honest. So I got a D in it. And that one lab, I could either retake it because I had to at least get a C, or change my major. And I was being stubborn at the time. And I was like, I am not retaking a lab because I already passed it with a B somewhere else. And I was just bitter. And I was like, fine, I'll just go to sociology. So then I wound up taking all the graduate level social psychology classes. But social psychology is not, it's not a major. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even have a minor in psychology without that stupid lab.
No way. So you basically have the minor. So, your transcript says otherwise.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
come on.
You could say it was like, if I made it up, mm-hmm. I would call it social psychology because it was so much of both of those, but that's not a thing. So
okay.
Sociology is the official major.
Okay, that's awesome.
With an undeclared psychology minor.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Thank you. I like that phrasing.
How long were you at LSU before you came to Tulane?
2 years.
Okay, cool.
And what list all the ways for us that Tulane is better than LSU?
It really was better for me.
Great.
You know, I went to LSU because partially because all my friends were going there, partially because, you know, the school I wanted to go to was in Colorado and I knew I was going to make it there. But I also liked LSU and I thought the idea of a big school was fun and all that kind of thing. But in truth, I was very distracted at LSU and I did not do so well academically. But in my sophomore year, I took the spring semester off and went to do the Walt Disney World College program. And that program really changed my life. It did. It changed my life forever because freshman year, I was like, you know, telling my mom, you know, college isn't for everyone. You know, I could just do something else. And she said, you're right. College is not for everyone. But it is the right choice for all of my children. That's one of her famous statements. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Taking that
option. All right. So it was kind of like good timing for me to go do the Disney College program. And it was good because I was in the Disney management courses that they make you take as part of the college program. And I actually learned about human resources. And I thought, oh, that's something I could do because I was always like, I'm not going to be in big business. I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm going to help people. But this was a way of kind of, it helped me figure out what I wanted to do so that, so then when I came back, I was in a better place to be a serious student. And it was the time when I could come to Tulane and my mom worked at Tulane. So the tuition waiver had kicked in.
Nice.
So that was also, so moving to Tulane was also like, you know, you could stay at my mom. You know, she was sweet. When people talk about my mother, the first thing they say is, she is so sweet.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. And I said, she is also full of sugar-coated venom because sometimes, because she was so sweet, even if she was telling you something you didn't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your mother worked at Tulane.
Yes.
So you're from New Orleans.
Yes.
Okay, so you always knew of Tulane.
Yes, my parents met here, actually.
No way.
My dad was a student and my mom worked here. This is where they met. So I grew up with Tulane as a Tulane fan. My
Okay,
uncle
great.
went to Tulane. I have an older brother who went to Tulane. And then it was me.
And then it was you.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's
And
so
then
cool.
So where did your mother work? What office or department?
she worked in a couple different, she was in HR for a while. She spent a lot of time, I think her favorite role was with the Newcomb Dean's office. And so she worked for Dean Cynthia not Lowenthal.
Yes, Dean Lowenthal. Yes.
Yes. So she
Oh,
worked
she was
at
wonderful.
She was wonderful. And my mom loved working for her, and she did budgets and stuff like that, but she was in the dean's office. And so, she was she loved that very much. So
That's
that was
awesome.
great.
That's so
But
cool.
so anyway, she's like, well, that's fine. If you want to stay at LSU, you can do that. You'll be on your own with tuition and housing because you have the opportunity to come live at home for free and go to school for free.
Right.
So, that decision was easy. But of course, I didn't last living at home very long.
Where did you move to when you moved out?
I moved to a little apartment with some friends that was right behind Sal Snowballs on Metairie Road.
So Nicole, your office is right next to mine in
Yeah.
alumni relations. And if there's two things, or if there are two things I know about Nicole, it's that she's great and she likes Disney. And so is this where your love of Disney started, working in the Disney College program?
No, I grew up on Disney,
Okay.
watching Disney and everything. And then someone, once I learned about the college program when I was in high school, I don't even remember where I found that from, but or who it was, but they said you could do that when you were in college. And I was like, that sounds amazing. And I wanted to do it as soon as I heard about it when I was in high school. And then I remember my grandpa, who was my favorite person ever, said how much he just loved and respected Disney because of how they kept everything so clean and on theme, and it was immaculate and one of the most amazing places he'd ever been. And of course, then I was like, well,
Yeah.
Then me too.
yes,
Of
of
course.
course. Well, then I shall work there.
Then that's where I'm going.
Okay, because you did the Disney College program
Yes.
and then you also worked at
Yeah,
Disney
at
after
Disney
that.
after
Yes, I did.
graduation.
So what was the college program like? I know you talked about it a little bit, but it was an entire summer or like.
It was a spring semester.
Oh.
And we all lived together in a place called Vista Way. And you lived in an apartment with five other women from all over. It was the first time I'd ever lived with people or even met people really from, I had a roommate from New York. I had two girls from Texas, someone from Maryland, DC. So anyway, it was a great experience. And all the kids that were doing the international program, the ones that work in Epcot, were also living in Vista Way. So
Right.
it was a really great, I just got to meet so many amazing people.
Yeah.
That's
And
cool.
then,
It's like study abroad at Disney.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
People
Special.
from all over. It was
Yeah.
so awesome. It
That's
was just
awesome.
really, really fun. And then you also took classes in, mine were in management Disney style, so you could learn that. And then I worked in Tomorrowland merchandise. And so I was in the little shop that sold like space food and stuff like that, like Tomorrowland merchandise. The beauty of it is that you can pick up like extra shifts, And the best extra shift, this is one of my favorite memories from the college program, is I was Liberty Square Glow. So that's, as you might imagine, all the things that light up during the parade.
Yeah.
So it was Liberty Square Glow and it was cold. So I got to wear this old school costume with this beautiful, like, velvety long coat and carry a basket full of light up roses up and down the parade route on the route that people, couldn't, you can't go on the route. But I was just like on the route walking around selling light up roses. And it was so fun because I never felt so like in theme. And you got paid more. So then I wound up working out in the little hut in the middle of Tomorrowland, right under the People Mover,
Love the People
selling
Mover.
sewing the names on the back of Mickey Mouse ears.
How
That
much?
was
Okay, cool. So bringing it back to Tulane and a couple, just like a fun question. Was there anybody really fun that came music-wise? I know that you love music and live music. So is there anybody that you remember that Tulane brought while you were here for those 2 years?
Tulane brought. I think I went to Indigo Girls.
Tulane had Indigo
Fun.
Girls?
Yeah.
No
Oh
way.
yeah, absolutely. In McAllister Auditorium.
What?
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great concert.
Yeah, that's
Okay.
special.
That's pops out the most. There's a
Yeah.
lot of I'm trying to think of who else. But I don't know. That was the biggest one, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. Hoopy
Girls is big.
Yeah, Hoopy Girls is huge.
And one of them, Amy, or I can't remember, one of them is a Tooling grad. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes. One of the new girls is a Tooling grad.
Cool.
So you come back to campus, graduate in 1995. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do after graduation?
I went to work for the Office of Family Support, which was determining eligibility for food stamps.
Right.
Here in, I was in Metairie. And it was terrible. It was a terrible job. You know, it was just, like I said before, I always wanted to help people. And I helped some people, but, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the mission of the office was verifying information and making sure people were, and that wasn't so great. So yeah. Disney was recruiting people to return to the Magic for a homecoming. And I had been actually starting to apply, look for jobs there because I was like, I got to get, you know, I needed something more positive in my life. So I was like, I'm going to this. So I went to the homecoming and I guess it was 1996, 97. And while I was there, they were offering interviews for jobs. And so I got recruited back. I returned to the Magic.
You did. What was your role there when you started?
They put me in guest services at Port Orleans.
Cool.
Authenticity. You know? So I worked there and became involved in, I got some of the best advice I ever got when I started working there.
What is that?
Which was from, about work, which was from my manager. And he said, you know, Disney doesn't pay you a lot. There's a lot of benefits to working here. If you really want to get ahead, you have to raise your hand and join things so that you can meet as many people as possible, because that is what will help you move around and then move up within the Walt Disney Company. Mm-hmm. Great advice. And I mean, you know, I run career services now all the time. I talk to people about networking all the time, but I'll never forget that conversation I had with them because it was my first day of work there. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take that to heart. So I rose my hand. I did raise my hand for everything. And I was like on the, all the committees I could be on. I became a Disney trainer. You know, I was part of the team that revised the training manual for resort operation, or like front desk, for all of Disney property. I was able to get involved in the opening of Disney's Animal Kingdom. So I was part of the media event. I got to go there. I met Roy Disney and Michael Eisner while I was there because it was the event for the media launch of Animal Kingdom. And so, and because I was raising my hand, I got involved. And that was one of the most memorable experiences of my life as well. I mean,
cool.
You get to meet, it's not every day you get to meet Roy Disney, you know, with all your excited Disney coworkers. So it was fun. Anyway.
That's awesome. So you were like raising your hand. I love that.
Yeah, I was definitely raising my hand. And I did some other jobs. I was there for 3 years. And then the best job I had there was as a logistics coordinator for programs run by the Disney Institute. So they did youth education programs in the parks, which were super fun. And they also did professional development programs for people from around the world to come and learn the Disney way of doing business. So I was coordinating those logistics. Had to learn how to drive one of those big vans. Or a walkie-talkie all the time. And then the biggest perk ever was that on my personal car, I had all access to anywhere on Disney property at any time.
Wow.
What?
Right?
That's unbelievable. What did you do with that?
It was fun.
Yeah. I want to hear.
So you've seen all the back behind the scenes of every park.
And I have. Yes.
And you were allowed to see it?
Yes. And sometimes with groups, like taking them there, like under the Haunted Mansion to see how they create all the illusions that are in the Haunted Mansion. You know, I went on stage. I don't know. We got to do a lot of different things. It was just really fun. We even got to go where they, you know, create the illustration, the animation studios, like where they're actually animating the movies and watch them doing that. And one of the other things that was really fun about that is, you know, Disney empowers you to make magic and to do what you can to make sure everyone has a magical experience. So like if you're walking through the park and you see a child crying or something, you have the power to help them. If somebody, you know, maybe it's because they dropped their ice cream cone, go get them an ice cream cone, you know, something like that. I also had these little PVC figurines in my bag. I mean, we all did. So just carried, I just walked around all the time with PVC characters in my bag so that if you saw somebody who wasn't having a good day, it was like one of the easiest things you could be to do is just like go talk to them and what's going on? Well, who's your favorite character? You know, and then I could find like I had all the Mickeys.
Every
like,
single
birthday Mickey or Safari Mickey or whatever, you know, or Minnie. I just like had a good selection of it. Had a couple Plutos because everybody loves Pluto. And just be able to like that could just make some kids' day, you know, like
totally.
Just be able to give them something nice or do something nice for them. So I had a lot of fun with that because that was just exciting. It was cool to be part of it, you know.
Yeah, that's so
the Disney magic.
Yeah.
Well, you alluded to this earlier, but it sounds like that was good training for your current role. So can you tell us what your current role is and what that actually means you do?
Started Alumni Career Services 10 years ago, 2013, a little over 10 years ago. And offering basically the same career management services that are offered to students, but to alumni, which has been so interesting because in the business school, I worked all with all business school students and working with alumni, they do such a wide variety of things. It's really interesting and I've learned a lot. So I work with alumni and, you know, going back to that advice that I got the first day I worked at Disney. I mean, a lot of what I tell people is, of course, they need to connect with people. They need to join things and be involved in things. I mean, even if they're going through a job search, and not to get into nitty gritty of details here, but like even if you're going into a job search, you still need to do things that make you feel good. You know, you need to volunteer. And if you're volunteering for things that you're interested in, you'll meet people who are also interested in that. But from a wide variety of backgrounds, you never know who you'll meet. So then you can expand your network in authentic ways because you're expanding it in ways that are interesting to you and things that align with your interests and sometimes your skills. And so that can all help you with your career anyway. But we also do a lot of, you know, we try to bring alumni together for career and professional development purposes. We have a lot of programs and resources. So I love working with Nina and I'm so glad to have her on my team.
Oh my God. I love working with you.
I feel like we do good things and we help people and we're just trying to connect people and help them to get to where they want to be.
Yeah.
A lot of it is career related, but you know, we go into all kind of different other things too sometimes. So
totally. That's okay. We have a ton of programs. We have a book club. We have a virtual webinar series. We have in-person networking events. We sometimes work with the clubs to do stuff. Women Making Waves, our signature event.
Green Wave at Work.
Green Wave at Work.
Tell us about Green Wave at Work.
Okay, Green Wave at Work is an opportunity. It's a workplace affiliation group. And the idea is that we want alumni to be able to find each other in the workplace. I'll give you an example. We've recently reached out to some alumni in Deloitte in Colorado. And we found out that we had two alums working in the company and I reached out to both of them to see if we could get together to talk while I was in Colorado. Turns out they went to school together here, but they didn't know that they were both working in that same office. So then the three of us got together, had a great conversation. But especially nowadays with, you know, so many people working hybrid schedules or from home, you don't always know who's on the team or where everybody is. So it's our goal to help our alumni find each other in the workplace because it's good for them. It's good for our alums because it can help in your professional development. It's also good, honestly, for students and other alumni because when a company sees that they have a lot of alums working from a certain school, they're more inclined to come and recruit more talent from that institution. So it helps, of course, we focus on experienced hire, but really with the students, we're always trying to get more opportunities for them as well. So that's one of the best ways to do it. And that's been the case, I'll say, when I first started working at Tulane, I did a little bit of both. So I did coaching and I did employer development. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that was a huge factor in whether or not a company was going to come recruit here. If they could see that they had Tulane talent in their organization and that they were doing well and doing good things and it was a good fit, they're like, oh, we need to find more people like that. So that's really what, you know, ultimately, those are the two goals. The one is we want to help our alums. That's first, with their own professional development. And number two, it helps increase our recruiting opportunities.
Okay.
Awesome.
an alum can contact you to start Green Wave at Work.
Absolutely. If you're interested in, you know, we can help you explore, because we can help you look and see who else we know or think is working there to help you connect. And then, you know, if we can, you know, we sponsor things like we do a breakfast and business cards, or we can do like a brown bag lunch or you know, panel discussions. We've had a couple of different types of events that bring people together. But also just helping you find, I mean, it's about helping you find each other in the workplace and then seeing what you can do together from there.
Yeah. We love it. That was beautiful. That was eloquent. We can cut me saying that, but you killed it. We also can keep it in. But
yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, cool.
You're now a two-lane parent.
Oh, yes.
The legacy continues.
It does, in fact, continue. That is true. He will be third generation Tulane.
Wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. World wave.
It's very exciting, and he is very excited.
So your son joined the class of?
2020. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. I should
know that. Did he join this year?
He's a freshman.
2024. So 2020, what, eight?
Eight.
Class of 2028.
Oh, my God.
2020. So you're not in the same reunion cycle, unfortunately, but that's okay.
Shucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's 2028. And, you know, it's been a interesting transition, of course, for him, even though he grew up on campus, because he went to Little Lusher when he was little, and then Lusher that became the Willow School for high school, for middle school and high school. But, you know, once he was in middle school and high school, he would just walk here after school and wait for me to get off. So he spent many years on Tulane's campus, but it's different when you come in as a student.
Totally.
Because now you're actually here as a student in the classes. So, you know, it's great that he's already familiar with everything and where he is, but also a big transition, because that's a much different reason and being experience being a student on campus than just being a visitor.
Yeah.
But it's good. He's been working out at Riley for years. So he's still working out at Riley.
He knows what he's doing.
So some of it, yeah, he's like, I'll show you where that is. So that's good too, because he can kind of help other people. But yeah, that's fun. So now I'm a parent.
Yeah. A new line on your name tag.
Oh, yes, it is.
Parent.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
We love
all the things. So I'm just, yes, I'm an alum. I am a staff. I am a child, a student myself, and a parent.
Yeah.
Do you have a Tulane mom shirt?
I do not.
Okay, we gotta get you one. We gotta get over to the bookstore. RN.
All right, there you go.
You said that and I was like, registered nurse? Oh, right now.
Right. So now we're gonna do a lightning round of questions. So just answer these like as quick as you can, and we're just gonna back and forth it. Do you wanna switch off, or do you want me to?
Sure, yeah, switch off.
Okay, cool. You wanna go first?
Yes. Okay. Who was the Tulane mascot when you were a student? Who or what?
I should know that.
Okay, I had the same reaction, and it was not a lightning thing for me either.
Was it Gumby? No. Pelican?
This may require some research.
It might. For a girl who worked at Champ Sports, you know.
Yeah, right.
We actually, that's pretty bad. Good, because we did interview our colleague Jared the other day, and he said that during his time at Tulane, there was at least a competition to name the Pelican.
Yeah,
he was at Tulane between what, 98 and
didn't he graduate 2000?
Yeah, so 96 and 2000.
So who was between?
So it could have been Gumby. It could have been an unnamed Pelican.
Wasn't there like a little like old like guy with a beard? White beard? Am I thinking of that right?
Dumbledore?
Poseidon with horns.
No.
Who was riding a chariot of surfboards pulled by dolphins?
Was that a thing?
You're laughing, but that is true.
Wait, what are you talking about? That was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that, now that you say it.
But...
Oh, yes.
No.
Tulane in the 80s and 90s had it seemed like they changed mascots a lot and often. And to some, they took pretty risky...
I want that guy back.
Risks.
I want that guy back. What was his name?
I think it was Poseidon. He was Poseidon.
So Poseidon was on surfboards with a dolphin.
Well, he was, you know, because Poseidon is a god of yore.
Right.
He was, his chariot, instead of being wooden and pulled by horses, was made of whatever surfboards are made of and pulled by dolphins.
Oh, I kind of love that. Was it just the angry
wave? It just says it was the angry wave, the green wave.
Okay.
So the mascot during your time, TBD.
TBD.
It could have been Gumby. Gumby, I think, was around that time too.
Yeah, like the weird looking. Oh, wait a minute.
No, Gumby is a player. Poseidon. Gumby.
Here, look.
Let me see.
This is Poseidon is weird. He's like a Mardi Gras.
What?
He's like a Mardi Gras crew looking.
Big head, okay. Kind of regular sized body.
For our listeners, we will be posting this on our Instagram so that you can see what Poseidon looks like, because I've never seen this guy before, and it's a vibe.
Well, and the way you can kind of tell around what time it was, he had the T squiggle on his
chest. Yeah, he has the squiggle, yeah.
So that's all older. Around that time.
Cool.
So it was one of between 4 and 6 mascots.
And we love to hear it. And we'll figure that out offline.
1989. Neptune.
Oh, Neptune.
So it's not society.
When basketball returned after hiatus. Despite a unique flair, Neptune soon got the boot and was never officially accepted as the university's mascot. Got the boot. How do you like that?
So I was told it was Poseidon, the Greek god. It sounds like it may have been Neptune, the Roman god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Still pulled on a surfboard by dolphins.
Do you know a lot about the Greek and Roman gods?
I know some of their names.
Cool.
Okay. So it was Gumby.
So it was Gumby.
Gumby was there until 1998.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So you should also share this picture.
We show the picture of Gumby. Gumby.
Because this is not what one would think of when you think of Gumby.
Yeah.
Gumby shares a name with Gumby, the famous character.
Who's the famous character, Gumby?
He's like a flat green character that's flexible.
Yeah, he's
like one of those gas station guys.
He used to be on Saturday Night Live.
I don't know what that means, so it's hard to agree.
You know the gas station, like
no.
Oh, I would say that, but instead of being a cylinder, he was flat.
Flat, okay.
Gumby.
Oh wait, he's literally a gas station guy, but flat. Good job. That was perfect. Yeah,
like clay.
It's clay. Claymation.
Claymation.
So the claymation time period.
Right. So that's famous. Like famous Gumby is what everyone's thinking of when we say Gumby.
Okay.
Our Gumby was more of a green monster. His head now, the head of that Gumby, of Tulane's Gumby, is in Bruno's, the bar.
Oh, is it?
Is it really? I didn't know that.
Yes. Or it was at one point. I've been there a little bit, but it was in a kind of case there, yeah.
Cool. And Gumby had a little horse friend.
What?
Horsey. No, I don't notice. Okay, so that was the longest lightning round question ever.
Okay,
so now we're going to what song makes you think of your college experience?
I don't know. Soundgarden, Pearl Jam is what I was listening to.
Amazing.
I can't think of a specific. Okay.
What is your favorite New Orleans memory? Now, being from New Orleans and still living here, maybe what's your favorite Tulane New Orleans memory?
I had some good orientation. I had some fun orientation, Natchez boat experiences with students.
Totally.
When I was working at the business school, I was able to attend orientation. And so we went on the Natchez boat with students, and that was just always fun.
Okay, oh, fun. Great. Boot pizza or boot crepes?
Crepes.
Wow.
That's bold.
No,
I'm obsessed with you. That's the first answer. That's the first person who said crepes. What's your favorite crepe at crepes?
Nutella.
Nice. Turn up.
In anything. Nutella in anything.
So even though you did pick crepes, how much did a slice of boot pizza cost when you were a student?
I don't remember. Maybe like $1.
Okay.
Okay, love. What is your favorite New Orleans restaurant?
Also hard. See, it's not lightning round. Pascal Minnelli's.
It's a good place. Yeah.
And your favorite Mardi Gras crew or parade?
Also hard.
Yeah.
Toth? Is Toth the one that has the foil?
Mid-City.
I like Mid-City. I also really like Orpheus.
Yeah.
Also great. Also light up and foily.
Yeah.
Well, as our last question.
That's a lightning round.
No, that's who cares.
Our very last question is, what other interesting alumni do you think we should interview?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, apparently we need to go find out which one of the Indigo Girls is from Tulane and start with her.
That is a great answer.
Yeah. Indigo Girls.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the B Field Alumni Podcast.
Find us on Instagram at The Field Alumni Podcast.
Or on the web at alumnipodcast.tulane.edu.
See you next time. Roll wave.